Today is March 23rd, 2024, and this is the Poulsen Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Protect Residence District, New Plan of Local Police. A patrol of the residential districts will be made by police of the night detail to apprehend flower thieves and vandals, and an example will be made of anyone caught, Police Chief T.A. Carnine declared yesterday following almost nightly but reports of garden destruction. Persons having nice gardens should be on watch for these thieves and notify police headquarters immediately if they appear. I believe that if we can catch them and administer a few stiff fines of jail sentences, their activities will be curbed, said Chief Carnine. The wrecking of a garden cannot be measured in dollars and cents, as it means the destruction of flowers that cannot be replaced for a whole year. Although grown men and women have been guilty of some of these thefts, they have been guilty of a gross vandalism as any children could be, tearing up and scattering what flowers they could not carry away with. In other news, a whaling station prepares to start. Preparations for opening the Bay City Whaling Station next month are now being made, and Manager Kugler of Seattle, a brother to the Mr. Kugler who was in charge of the plant last year, was in Hoquiam and went to Bay City yesterday, according to Ivor Chilman of the Chilman Shipyards. A scow belonging to the company, and which will be used for carrying fuel oil to the whaling station, was brought to the Chilman Yards yesterday for cleaning and painting, which will be completed next week. The yards have nearly completed construction of a new scow for the Poulsen Logging Company. The whalers Moran, Westport, and Aberdeen of the Bay City Fleet spent the winter in Seattle and will be overhauled there, according to Mr. Chilman. And finally, Quinault salmon running early. Although fishing for Quinault salmon usually does not get started and to any extent until May, the Indians of the Quinault Reservation are preparing their nets for an immediate start when the season opens April 1st as a result of the heavy run of fish, officials at the office of W.B. Sams, superintendent of the reservation, declared yesterday. The Indians are allowed to fish for their own consumption at any time and have had remarkable success so far, it is said. It is planned to can practically all the fish at the Hoquiam Cannery on the Little Hoquiam River, which will be run jointly by Oliver Morris, the owner, and other operators. The Quinault salmon provide the most of the 200 Indians at Tohola with their means of living, the value of other varieties of fish taken later in the year being estimated at from 5 to 10% of the Quinault catch. In 1923, the Indians were paid a total of $82,888 for the Quinaults, and in 1922, a total of $132,824. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on March 23, 1924. With our winter closure now nearing its completion, we look forward to welcoming you back this April 6th with engaging new exhibits on transportation, maritime, and local manufacturing history. As we continue preparing the Poulsen for visitors to return, we encourage you to explore our online presence at poulsenmuseum.org, where you can view nearly 30,000 images from Grace Harbor's past. You can also catch recent centennial moments you missed from the link to our SoundCloud site, all found at poulsenmuseum.org. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Poulsen Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.